It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, Tom Martin continues his conversation with Lexington Vice Mayor Steve Kay about some of the issues being discussed in the 2018 update of Lexington's five-year comprehensive plan.
Some of those that I've talked with about the comprehensive plan have mentioned strategic expansion of the urban services boundary. Are you familiar with that point of view, and what are your thoughts?
I think that's an interesting concept, and what I understand about it is that there may be some specific places where there's right now land outside the urban service boundary that could be developed in such a way that it does not have a negative impact on the farming that goes on adjacent to it, on the view shed, on the overall perspective of, again, what we want to look like when we're all done developing. So I'm not, at this point, I'm not saying there is not a single parcel of land ever that should be developed outside of the urban service boundary. But I think if we could to do it at all, we have to do it very carefully. And if we're to do it at all, we have to understand that that the land is finite, and we can't do, 5,000 acres now and 5,000 acres in 10 years and 5,000 acres in another 10, because it'll be gone.
This next question, I don't know if there is statistical data to back it up, but it just sure seems this way, that traffic has become more and more of an issue in recent years. I'd say in the past 5 years or so, it's just seemed that way, and it may well be. Do we have a problem? And if we do, how might it be addressed in the plan?
Well, we do have a problem. At least twice a day on the major arterials, there's congestion. And a good part of the reason that's true is that we have continued to extend development further and further out from the center of town. Those people are folks coming into town to work, going home, or going out to the malls to shop or whatever. So, yes, we have an issue with traffic. I think that a part of the solution is really more infill and redevelopment. So if we don't want to continue to add traffic, especially to those arterials, we want people living and working and playing in the same places. So if you live and work downtown, you're not going out Nicholasville Road and coming back, or you're not driving in and going out, or on Harrisburg Road or whichever road it is. So that's a part of the answer. And another part of the answer is mass transit and how we go from a city that has a mass transit system that is essentially just there for the people who have no other choice to make it one where people who have choice want to be on it because it saves them time, because it's more efficient. That's a very complicated question, not easy to resolve, but I think that's one of the things we need to keep thinking about.
Vice Mayor Kay, are there any points or issues that we've not touched on in this interview that you want to mention?
Well, I'd like to actually loop back to the question of how infill is impacting the community, mm-hmm. and use this as an opportunity to say to anybody who's listening that it's helpful to take a broad perspective when somebody is proposing something in your own neighborhood. We need to be very thoughtful about the way in which we handle growth in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I believe we want to preserve the rural land, the farmland that we have, and we want to do development in such a way that makes sense given how attractive this community is.
Steve Kay is Vice Mayor of the City of Lexington. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.